Welcome to Dollars and Cents, the program that tries to help your dollars make a little more sense. Dollars and Cents is sponsored by CEFQ, not a bank better. And it's always a pleasure to have Felisa Durr, the IT program manager here at the Minority Business Development Center in our studio. How are you?
Hello, Gary. I'm doing great today. How are you?
I'm great. It's always good to see you because there are always great, fun, exciting things happening with IT. I think the last time I talked to you, we were all beaming with pride when the young people went through the Youth STEAM program, learning how to code and doing different things. A lot of youth energy in the building. That was great. And now you're kind of flipping the script and going to the other side of the generational spectrum with older folks being invited to come down to get a computer essentials lesson. Tell us about it.
Yes, Gary. We actually have a program now where we are targeting people who are 50 and older, and we're offering computer classes that will help them really get up to speed and get extremely comfortable with using their computer and doing all the fun things that a lot of people do that they take for granted.
Let's unpack some of that. But before we do that, you were also telling me that even though you set the criteria for 50 and above, any adult can come, right?
Yes, that's correct. Any adult can come. But we want to make sure that we focus the lessons at a pace, at a moderate pace, and do a lot of explaining, a lot of examples, so that people who may not have been comfortable with computers can get comfortable with them.
Let's talk specifics. What exactly would they be learning, or will they be learning?
Well, we call the class Computer Essentials, and in that class, they will be learning about how to use the keyboard, the mouse, how to navigate with Windows. We're going to be talking a bit about Google and doing Google searches so that they can get on the internet and be able to find the information they may be interested in. And then also, where anyone who does not have an email account, we're going to be setting up a Gmail account for them and let them be able to send emails. So they'll be able to upload information, research information. A lot of applications now, medical applications, different things require that you upload information, that you have an email account, and that you're able to navigate the internet. So we're going to make sure we teach the participants how to navigate those different systems and tools so they'll be more comfortable with it.
And this is free.
Yes, it is.
So how were you able to swing that? You applied for a grant, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I did. AARP was offering a grant for what they called the Digital 50 Ready Plus. So we filled out that application, got approved within a few days, actually. And so now we have access to a big list of courses that we'll be offering, not only starting this fall, but through next year into 2023.
And it's free.
Yes, it is.
And how many people are you able to accommodate?
We are trying to keep the classes small. So we're wanting to have 10 to 15 students within the class. But if we have a fill up of that class, we will continue to offer those classes into next year. So with the Computer Essentials, we'll offer it this fall, but then later this year and possibly early next year, we'll offer it again.
So this isn't the last time.
No, it's not. We know there are a lot of people who are interested in these courses, and we got a huge population of older adults over 50 who are already calling. They heard the radio commercial a day ago, and we already have a long list already signed up. So we know we want to keep offering this program so that we can help everybody who's interested.
So talk to me about the specifics, the time of the class, the days of the week, how long the class will last.
The Computer Essentials class will begin on October 24th and go through November 23rd. It is a 5-week class. It will occur on Mondays and Wednesdays from 1 to 3 p.m.
And people have to call and register in advance or what?
Yes, they'll need to call our number here at the Minority Business Development Center at 309-966-3989 and leave their information, their name, their email address, and a phone number, and they'll be registered.
Who would be the instructors? Are you the sole instructor? You have assistant or what?
I am the sole instructor at this point. But one of the things that AARP has done is they have a program called Train the Trainer. So we have other Minority Business Development Center employees and contractors who will be doing the training in the next month in November, and they will also be able to offer that training as well.
Let's take a couple steps back, because we were talking about the AARP grant is the reason why you're doing the program, very much needed. So I would imagine AARP did some research and looked around and found that the older population needed something like this, right?
Yes. Historically, AARP has been an organization that gears their programming, their opportunities, discounts, all types of things toward an older generation. And one of the things that they found was that there is a big divide as far as the capabilities of people who grew up in the computer age and those who did not. So they have offered this program for people 50 and older so that we can be trained to offer the class at a slower pace, more detail, more information about computer usage, so that those who may not have been exposed to computers at an early age can still be able to learn the same technology that we use today.
So, Felisa, talk to me about the benefits of this. We know that we email each other and people can benefit that way. But you're hoping that could be just the beginning. I mean, people can start to do all kinds of things once they master computer essentials.
Yes. One of the things that's promoted a lot with the AARP programming is that people can, one, be better at any potential job that they currently have if they're a little bit rusty or want to learn more. It promotes people who may want to start their own business one day, so that they will have those skills that they need. And then another thing that's probably even more dear is that they will be able to communicate with their family members in other states that may not be in the home with them. So with this, they'll be able to learn how to use an email, be able to communicate with family members, grandkids, former classmates from family from class reunions. They'll be able to do all those things, and it'll open up a whole lot of opportunities for them that they have not been privy to so far.
A lot of the information that we get nowadays is over the internet. The internet is now a major source of information. It used to be back in the old days, you had a big, thick newspaper. When it came out on Sunday, it's like you had to have two or three people carrying it in. Remember those days?
Yeah.
And now you look at the newspaper and it's, you know, maybe two or three pages. Radio and television used to be the mainstay in terms of people getting their information. But yeah, move over, because computers are here. Computers are here to stay. We want to take a moment and remind our listeners, this is Dollars and Cents on WPNV. Dollars and Cents is sponsored by CEFQ, not a bank better. And we're always pleased to have Felisa Durr in our studio. She's been the IT program manager at the Minority Business Development Center and coming up with innovative ways to serve our community, the latest of which is a computer essentials class that starts in a little bit. You need to call area code 309-966-3989 and register for your opportunity to take advantage of this five-week course, 2 days a week from 1 to 3 in the afternoon, and you will learn all the computer basics. We'll revisit that and remind people a little later. But off that subject, two other subjects. Earlier I mentioned about Youth STEAM. When do you have another one of those coming up?
We won't have another Youth STEAM until probably spring. The Youth STEAM program was funded through a grant that we had for IT development, and we did a lot because we did have the three workshops in March, April, and May, and then we also had a week-long camp in June. But we are partnering again with iSTEAM Studio, and we will be offering those in the early beginning of 2023.
Highly successful, wouldn't you say?
Yes, it was. We had over 32 children participate in that program, and it was different kids each time, and they are able to write coding now to make their own games to play.
Wow, that is amazing. If they wanted to pursue this later in their lives, this is a good foundational step, right?
Yes, it is. A lot of the students already talked about majoring in computer science, learning more coding.
The ages, what was it?
They actually started in fifth grade up through 12th grade.
So you're talking about 9 and 10 year olds.
Yes. We had young people that young, yes, who we were pretty proud and very impressed with their capabilities. They did an excellent job. There wasn't anything that limited the younger children versus the older children. The younger children were able to do the same coding and create effective games just like the older children did.
Okay, so we're not looking for that anytime soon, but it'll be back in the spring. Okay, then we were talking about an advanced computer class. This is for folks who may want to consider IT as a part of a career, and they need a little bit of acumen, right? I mean, they should have had some computer training prior to taking this class, correct?
Yes. We are a licensed vendor for CompTIA. In CompTIA, we have two programs that we offer here. One is the IT Fundamentals class, and then we also have an advanced computer class. And both of those programs, one runs 7 weeks, one runs 14 weeks. And those two programs allow you to get the skills necessary in hardware and software to be able to work at a help desk or be a systems administrator. And in any small company or major corporation, have the skills and the knowledge necessary to be able to support the IT systems within a corporation.
So you're the person, if I say, well, my computer crashed, you can come out, troubleshoot it, get it back up and running. And not just on an individual basis, but for a big company to be able to come in and do that kind of work.
Yes, the students who take these classes, they not only take the classes here, but they also get a national certification. They take an exam at the end, and that exam proves if they really know what they're doing, because it's very hard to succeed in that class unless you really put a lot of time and effort in, a lot of study, a lot of external time. But you are able to pass that exam. And then we also have workforce development where we've already partnered with other companies who are ready to hire the students that graduate from our program.
So this is not for the lightweight.
No, this is the CompTIA programming is very focused on someone being who really has a background and interest in computer science, and not just computer science, but the hardware, knowing how the computer operates, knowing how to take a computer apart and being interested in that, and not just the regular using the applications on the front end. It's the people who really enjoy knowing how computers work, how that technology works. And they put that focus in, and they have been successful. We've actually graduated a few people who have passed the exam, and some of those people already gotten hired. So we have already started a very good track record. And the good thing about this is we've only been doing this for a year here at the Minority Business Development Center. Our very first classes in this CompTIA programming started in October of 2021. So we're coming up on our one-year anniversary, and we're already getting people trained and people hired.
And let me just say this. You were the first to do this. Now, since you launched this, there have been some other organizations, educational institutions, and others, bless them, who have started somewhat similar programs. But yeah, you, the Minority Business Development Center, under the direction of Felicia Durr with the IT program, the first to do that, and glad to hear that there have been people who have emerged with jobs. I mean, no surprise, because it's one of those fields where it's in demand. You make it through, then you are almost guaranteed, or I should say almost, you're guaranteed to get a gig. And so you give some sort of certification, right? You're an accredited organization.
CompTIA, the certification from CompTIA, when you pass that national exam, is recognized by Fortune 50 companies all around the globe. So it's alternative to a four-year college degree. A lot of times you may be a computer science major, you'll learn some programming languages. You don't really learn a lot about hardware unless you're in an engineering program. So nothing really in a college degree gives you the intensive that you receive through these CompTIA programs. And these CompTIA programs, like I said, are recognized by the Fortune 50 companies around the world. So they know if you pass the exam and you have that certification, you can literally walk into a position and know what you're doing. And you're not one of the new employees who are asking people for help or how to do certain things. You're qualified and certified that you know what you're doing. And that's recognized by all the hiring companies. They know when you say you have a certification through CompTIA for these fundamentals or the advanced program, they know that you're fully capable of coming to a job and doing it well without a lot of assistance.
And let me just say, Felisa Durr is fully capable to be one of the instructors with that class because you're no lightweight. I don't know if we've said this enough on the radio. I think when I talked to you the first time, we went back a little bit into your background. But African-American woman at Caterpillar, in charge in real time of what? Every computer console piece of machinery that the company had, or am I exaggerating? I know it's something like that, right?
Yeah, I don't want to brag on myself.
I'm not asking you to. I'm just asking you to.
Yes, for 14 of my 27 years at Caterpillar, I was an electrical engineer design lead engineer. And in that role, I did have design control in one position of switches. If you think about a Caterpillar tractor and you think about all the ignition switch and the switches that you flip things on and off throughout the cab, I was the design control engineer for that, and I had design control for all Caterpillar tractors worldwide.
Worldwide?
Yes.
Yes, indeed. All right. Well, no, you don't have to brag on yourself. The record speaks for itself. So, all right, we're wrapping up. Let's go back. The imminent thing happening with the Minority Business Development Center's IT program is the Computer Essentials class offered to those 50 and older, although any adult can sign up, and Felisa will welcome you. You should call in advance. And let's go through the days again and what they would learn.
Okay, the class will start October 24th, which is a Monday. It will be on Monday and Wednesday from 1 to 3 p.m. It is a five-week class. It extends all the way through November 23rd. And also in that class, they'll be learning about computers, how to use the computers, the function of a keyboard and a mouse, how to navigate the Windows application, as well as how to use Google, do an internet search, set up an email account, and send an email.
They need to call area code 309-966-3989, 309-966-3989 to reserve a spot. Felisa Durr, I've been asking you a lot of questions. Anything that you wanted to impart that we didn't talk about?
Yeah, I wanted to offer one more thing that we're doing here that we haven't shared with people just yet, and that's the fact that we are the local distributor for PCs for People. And PCs for People offers free PCs to the public if you meet the low-income guidelines or receive any kind of governmental assistance. We are planning to schedule a date for people to come in to get more information about that so that we can be able to give free PCs out to the general public.
And when you say PCs, we're talking about personal computers.
Yes, we'll actually get the personal computer system. It'll be the CPU or the brain of the computer, the monitor, a keyboard, and a mouse. So the complete computer system will be distributed, and they will be free for those who meet the income requirements.
So we'll be hearing more about this, right?
Yes.
Okay, and what's the target date, or what are you shooting for?
We're planning for October 19th for people to come in to be able to see if they qualify. We can help them get their email account set up so that they'll be able to apply for the PCs online. We do have some requirements that people will need to meet because they'll have to bring in their something that documents that they are receiving government funds of some sort, and we'll have to be able to upload that information to the application, and they'll need to bring in ID. But if they do that, we have computers already on hand, and we'll be able to distribute those PCs right away.
All right, that's Wednesday, October 19th. For the PCs for People, another great thing happening here at the Minority Business Development Center. Hey, the next time we talk, let's talk about this documentary I saw on PBS, Computers versus Crime. how artificial intelligence is helping law enforcement go to trouble spots before the crime even happens. Kind of like that movie, that science fiction movie where I'm going to arrest you for the future murder of someone. All right. Very interesting stuff with computers. Hey, computers are here to stay. Computers run a good chunk of the world these days. And Felisa Durr wants you to be more acquainted with your computer and to possibly explore a career in IT. Felisa Durr, IT Program Manager for the Minority Business Development Center. Hey, thanks for being on Dollars and Cents.
Thank you so much, Gary.
Dollars and Cents is sponsored by CEFQ, not a bank better. Dollars and Cents airs at 9 a.m. on Saturday and is rebroadcast at 6:30 p.m. Sunday. Thanks for listening. Money, 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 money.